two unrelated stories, but the relationship, now that I said they're unrelated, is that they both are from today. So I will share them with you now.
Your Daily Lex.
Today I had a doctor's appointment, back with my dermatologist again. Another $50 copay in the books. Because the rash around my eyes that this doctor has been helping me treat and made me replace various products in my life. I had to replace my shampoo and my conditioner. I had to stop using my beloved face wipes. And I'm using all these other products that she recommended, and we made them work. It's fine. The hair is the most stressful part on this, because like when you have hair that's not straight, and maybe when you have hair that's straight, although I haven't had that in a long time, when your hair is not straight, and mine is not exactly curly to me, it's somewhere between wavy and curly, you got to treat it right, or it starts to get really floppy. And but I've gotten to a place where I'm okay with the products. But the problem is, we've medicated the rash, and eliminated the products she said not to use, and then I was supposed to eventually stop using the medication, and then within days of stopping using the medication, the rash returns. So I was in to see her again today, and I was like, the only product that I'm now using that you didn't officially bless, you said I could keep using my hair product that I put in to keep my hair, you know, styled in some way, as long as I shampooed with my head backwards. And this is the product I'm using, and I showed her photos of the label because I came prepared. And she's like, yeah, this is super organic and filled with all kinds of plant life, and you must be sensitive to one of these things, most likely. So you have to stop using it. And I'm like, well, what can I use then? And she's like, coconut oil. And I'm like, coconut oil is also a plant. She's like, yes, but you're not allergic to coconut. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, because nobody is. And she's like, that's not really true, but it's very rare that I see skin sensitivity to coconut. So I want you to try using that in your hair. Okay. And so I'm going back on the medication for another week or two. And then if I fail that, meaning if after I stop the medication again and I'm using coconut oil and using all the other dermatologist approved products, the rash comes back again, then I have to do the patch test. You know, I've had the scratch test at various allergists, and I might have to do that at some point too. But the patch test is different. She puts a bunch of patches on your back. I think she said 8 to 10, in various areas of your back. And then you leave it on for 3 days to see how your skin reacts to it. During which time you can't sweat or shower. Good stuff. So I'm hoping to avoid that. Hopefully the rash stays away now that I'll be changing this final hair product. I hope so. Anyway, after the dermatologist appointment, I was going to meet a guy who was giving me a Rock Band guitar. He was selling me an old Rock Band guitar for $10 because we wanted another one for various reasons. And I went to meet him at the address he provided, and then I texted him in Facebook Messenger saying, I am here. And he said, me too. And I said, I don't see you. And he said, huh. And then he called me. And actually, he sent me his phone number, and I called him. And he's like, I don't see you. And I'm like, I'm at the 7-Eleven. He's like, 7-Eleven, you're supposed to be at the parking ride. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You literally sent me this address and said it's the 7-Eleven. So here I am. And he's like, but you want the 27-inch TV or 21-inch TV? I don't remember. And I'm like, no, I want the Rock Band. He's like, oh, Rock Band guitar. You're Doug. And I'm like, no, I'm Lex. He's like, oh, Doug's the guy who wants the TV. I schedule 2 pickups at the same time. I sell a lot of stuff. Give me 10 minutes and I'll be there. And I'm like, okay. So I decide I'll wait and see. And he's like, if you give me 10 minutes, I can meet you at that 7-Eleven, which is only 2 minutes from my house. And then you can follow me to my house and I'll give you the guitar. And I'm like, well, I don't want to get murdered, but let's see how this goes. So the guy comes and meets me at the 7-Eleven, and I see the number one thing I wanted to know, which is I'm bigger than he is. And it also looks like my car is faster than his. So I'm like, I'll at least follow him to his house. His house is on a cul-de-sac, feels reasonably safe. I get out and he's like, I know I wasted your time here, so I'm not going to charge you. Here's the guitar. And I'm like, thanks so much. He's like, by the way, I have a bunch of other stuff in the garage that I'm selling if you want to check any of it out. I was like, nope, I'm not going to go into your garage, creepy late stranger. And instead I left. And very shortly, we'll test the guitar and hopefully it works. But now it only took time and a fun story for this very podcast. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. And yeah, that's all I got. More soon.
Lex.